We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, that that picture of Mayor Cantrell and her booty guard, NOPD officer Jeffrey Vappi, in what appears to be a romantic dining experience on a balcony of a French Quarter restaurant, is still raising more questions. And look, here's a question that I had last hour, and I want to once again present this idea. NOPD should be answering the question. NOPD didn't call Channel 4 back, and I don't know if they have at this point, but NOPD needs to answer, and they should answer today. I mean, they've got the answer to the question. But I think Mayor Cantrell is probably telling Ann Kirkpatrick, the NOPD chief, not to answer. And you know why she doesn't want him to answer? Because the answer's not going to be good. Because if Jeffrey Vappi was on the clock, then he was breaking a rule. And if he was off the clock, he was possibly breaking a rule because he was having dinner and may have a relationship with his supervisor, which is against the rules. And NOPD. So, you know, I think that, you know, you and I want to be able to trust NOPD. And we want to be able to trust that if one of their own is breaking the rules. And I wonder how police officers feel about Jeffrey Vappi. I'm sure he's got some friends in the police department, and they're saying, all right, man, go, boy, go. You got it going on. But I'm sure there's some that are very envious. And they know that what he's doing is not right. So NOPD needs to answer, and they owe it to the citizens of New Orleans to answer the question. But I don't think Mayor Cantrell wants NOPD to answer. Let's wait and see. But they owe us an answer to the question. It's a legitimate question, and Mayor Cantrell puts herself in situations where legitimate answers are necessary, and it's okay to ask these questions. Also, we talked about the shooting near the popular nightclub in the Warehouse District Sunday that left one dead and 11 injured. And police are pleading with the public for help in identifying the suspect or suspects. How long will this no snitch policy continue? I don't think it's going to change. But the no snitch policy, which is ingrained in a lot of people, is a greater threat to those people who are maintaining that policy than it is to the general population. Nobody should get away with this. And you can provide information to NOPD anonymously. And if you don't know what anonymously means, it means that you can do it and nobody's going to know who you are. They will protect you. So we've had police chiefs stand up in front of the public and say, please tell us what you know. So this is not just me. We've had police chiefs. We've had a lot of people talk about turning over information that you have. You don't have to brag about it. Don't say anything about it, but just help NOPD. Because if there are people with information, this could be ended. Also, there Helena Moreno brought up the idea of a gun-free zone in New Orleans. And, you know, I mean, if you want to do that with the French Quarter and the Warehouse District where there's stuff going on, partying and restaurants and things, I think it's a great idea, but I just don't know how you maintain it. All right, I want to remind you that the code word of the day, the Jazz Fest code word of the day, this is your chance to win tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest, and it is loaded with people like the Killers and the Robert Cray Band and Hart and Chris Stapleton and John Batiste and many more. The code word today is beignet, spelled B-I-G-N-E-T, beignet. And that's the code word of the day. Use that code word and go to our website, wwl.com/contest, and use the code word beignet, and you are registered to win. All right, before I get back to some of your calls, I want to just mention that I took so much joy last night in blocking some people from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And there are some people who just deserve to be blocked. I did not block anybody because of their opinions. I've never blocked anybody because of their opinion. But if you express your opinion in a certain way, if you are disruptive, if you're just stupid, I'm going to block you. And I want to thank Ian Hoke, who helped me with this last night. We were dealing with this last night. And it was kind of fun that you had the power to just shut these people down, because some of this stuff is just total nonsense. And when people invade the theme of the video or the blog that I write,
yeah,
and just to post something ugly or stupid,
yeah,
you don't deserve to be on the page.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, hey, here I am having a good time at the Strawberry Festival, and you come in with like just a personal insult. Like, why do you think that you should be allowed to stick around? Would you put up with that in your own life? Maybe you would, but you certainly don't have to, and Scoot certainly doesn't. Yeah. So yeah, if you can't, you know, act like a normal adult human being instead of a, you know, mentally underclocking meatball whose greatest achievement was to, you know, marry outside of your nuclear family, then if you can't do that, then you don't get to hang out with us. It's as simple as that. And it's, you're right, just to reiterate, it's not about your opinions.
Right.
It's not about your politics.
No.
You're a jerk and we're showing you the door.
Yes.
It's about your behavior.
If you're going to be just just an idiot, if you're going to be just mean and hateful, you don't deserve to be there. Now, the rest of you, even if we disagree, you deserve to be there. And I invite you to join us on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I want you to become part of that club, part of the family. And I would love for you to comment on some of the comments. Because, you know, there are some people who have rather extreme views, and they're just so, I mean, hateful. I guess that's the right way to put it. And, you know, I make fun of the way I look. I make fun of myself all the time. I'm not overly sensitive to comments about the way I look. But sometimes it's just so mean-spirited. You know, it's like, Scoot looks like my grandmother. Okay, well, fine. You know, I guess you got a decent-looking grandmother. I don't know. You know, I mean, you know,
yeah, okay.
I can have fun with that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm not going to deal with the mean spirits. I mean, life's too short. I don't have to deal with you. And it's like a lot of people, and I think this is the perfect way to put it. A lot of people have egos that are writing checks that their intellect can't cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're big, they think they're so right, and they want to make so much damn noise, and they're just not up to the task. I mean, that's the best way to put it.
It's amazing they're doing so much with such limited resources.
Yes, exactly.
The important thing is they're having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Well,
I got a bunch of these.
Let them have fun somewhere else.
Hey, I think you misspelled beignet. You want to take a second crack
at
that?
Okay, wait a minute. All right, let me find it here. Okay, B-E-I-G-N-E-T.
There you go.
B-E-I-G-N-E-T. But I think there's a multiple choice, is there?
Yeah, it's a drop down. Okay. So if you're trying to enter the contest and you spell it, you know, B-E-N-Y-A-Y, like it's a multiple choice. It's a multiple choice contest. So if you don't know how to spell beignet, you're still going to be fine.
Okay. Anyway, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Go get those tickets.
And listen, remember, you know, Chris Miller was reporting this. The I-10 from downtown to the high rise is blocked at Elysian Fields, and it has been way backed up. I think he said in the newscast it was still blocked. So that could be a mess for a while. And then you get off Elysian Fields and then you try to get back on. And that's not the easiest task. So, look, it's not your fault that you're stuck in the traffic. Just relax and deal with it as best you can. Everybody's in the same situation. Okay, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Joe in Gentilly. Joe, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good. Man, I love you. You know, you're just like Donald Trump. I know you didn't want to hear that.
But wait, I'm just like Donald Trump. I don't know. This might be a compliment.
No, it's probably disparagement. But look, man, you kind of take all comments, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, the thing I got to tell you is that I'm a MAGA supporter. I went to the Ellipse, and I've seen them talk, and I've seen them say, go peacefully and patriotically. And even like an hour before he said that, I turned to my back and I seen more people than a Mardi Gras parade, and I've been in a lot of good Bacchus parades, going down. I said to my friend, I said, what the hell is that? Like 100,000 people marching toward there. And sure enough, there was over 1 million people in the whole thing where the, there was only 30,000 in the Ellipse, but there was over 1 million people. And the weirdest thing is that those 1 million people, there was people that just smelled the rotten fish. And then it might have been like 1,000 people that wanted trouble, but nobody even brought a gun. But
Wait a minute. Yeah, hey, Joe. If you want to continue the conversation, you can't bring up any BS, man. You got to stay with the truth.
I'm robbing right now. I got to tell you. Look, dude, when I was – this is the thing is, you're talking about MAGA. I love MAGA. Okay, look, I know that's okay, because I'm a 60-year-old man. 40 years ago, I remember Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, I think it was, coming out, with a big hammer when they passed the Obamacare, okay? And they said that MAGA, they kept saying this for weeks and months.
They didn't say, hey, wait, Joe, they weren't talking. Wait, Joe, they were not talking about MAGA 40 years ago.
No, I'm so sorry. I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
What they were saying then, I'm so sorry, Scoot. But what they were saying then is that Tea Party terrorists was the catchphrase then. They kept saying Tea Party terrorists, Tea Party terrorists.
Okay.
And I think to myself, well, I had friends that were richer than me, smart Republicans. They graduated LSU, cattle engineers and stuff, and they were into the Tea Party. It was Covington. And then sure enough, I'd be at coffee parties, and they said, man, look, we out the party. I said,
all right, Joe, wait a minute. Wait, we're way off. We're way off. Joe,
coming to their parties, writing down their license.
All right, Joe, we're way off track here. I asked the question, are there MAGA people who want Trump to be president indefinitely?
Oh, well, none that I know of, Scoop.
Okay.
But I want to say that Obama weaponized the Justice Department, so is your boy weaponizing.
Stop that.
Obama.
Hey, listen, nobody's my boy.
It.
Joe,
you know that. Knows it. Trump's on trial.
Joe, nobody is my boy. Stop saying things like that.
Your boy, I'm sorry. That was a misspeak.
Yeah, you've like done a few of those
Biden
so far.
Obama. I was stupid. That was really stupid of me. I'm sorry.
All right. But look, Joe, look, you know, Trump was weaponizing the Justice Department. Don't you remember what he had Bill Barr do? I can't believe that some people have such short memories.
But the main
question here is
Bill Barr never indicted one person.
It doesn't mean that Trump wasn't trying.
I wish you would look that up and not just say things.
Trump was doing things to try to weaponize the Justice Department. I remember that clearly.
Can you tell me when and how and what he did?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but
if you give me a, you're a Democrat,
Joe,
you're an evil demon Democrat. Black people need to wake up that they
all right, Joe,
get away. Go.
I'm done, Scoot. I can't do this idiot anymore. I really cannot. I'm sorry to use that word at him, but we've had him on the air before. He swore at you. I've heard the stupid story about him going to the Ellipse 5 times. He's putting words in your mouth. There's just no reason to continue the conversation with him.
All right.
Unless you want to. Sorry, I got frustrated there.
I mean, he's not on topic, and he just wants to you know, he just wants to. Anyway, I think this is one of the MAGA people who doesn't represent all MAGA people, but, I think he's misguided, and he is just trying to overtalk. He doesn't want to hear other things. He wants to overtalk. But I don't have it in front of me, but there were occasions. I've got a lot of things to pay attention to. And there were times when it seemed like Trump was using the Justice Department, because I remember having these conversations that he was trying to weaponize the Justice Department.
I never want to do this because it makes people so angry, and I don't like to make people angry.
Is it the truth?
What Bill Barr did to bury and misrepresent what Robert Mueller found in the Russia investigation is profound. If you go and look at what the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee found in their investigation, the idea that, oh, there was no evidence for any of that Russia stuff, Russia, Russia, Russia collusion, it was all just made up. That's not true. Bill Barr got out in front of the Mueller report and deliberately misrepresented what was in it, because he knew that Robert Mueller was not going to come out and say, hey, my boss is lying to you. So the narrative gets set in stone that Robert Mueller did not bring charges against Trump because Trump didn't do anything. There are about a dozen people that got arrested in that Russia investigation. Some of them are still in jail today. He tried to reverse Michael Cohen's conviction. He tried to derail the investigation into the hush money case. That's why Alvin Bragg is prosecuting this case right now, because Bill Barr's Justice Department wouldn't do it.
But guys like Joe are picking up on the right-wing rhetoric, and they're just echoing it. I did one quick Google, and now it comes up from American Oversight, the politicization of the Justice Department. President Donald Trump has repeatedly and publicly called on the Justice Department and the FBI to investigate his perceived enemies. And in doing so, he crossed a longstanding line against politicizing our nation's law enforcement agencies. I'm not stupid. And just because I don't have the evidence like right in front of me, because we talk about a lot of things on this show. We don't just talk about Trump. We don't just talk about politics. And so I didn't have that right in front of me, but it didn't take long to find information about Trump weaponizing the Justice Department, because I recall talking about that when it happened. And I can't help it if people have short memories, or if they conveniently forget things, or if they want to buy into the right-wing rhetorical BS that's on social media. You have a right to do that in this country. And there are radio stations all across the area, all across the country, that do nothing but pander to you. And so we're going to give you some information that you're not going to get elsewhere. And that's the magic of our show, 1 to 4 here on WWL.
If you say, in my recollection, Bill Barr and Donald Trump used the Department of Justice to political ends, if you prefer the term, they weaponize the Justice Department. And Joe's response is, well, Bill Barr never arrested Hillary Clinton, so you must be wrong. You can't have a conversation with that person.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like playing tennis with somebody who's using a garment bag to hit the ball back at you. They're unpersuadable. They're not listening. They're bad communicators. And we just don't have enough time in our day to set aside time to talk to people.
So let's move on. Let's get ready for some text. We've got to get to a break here. Let's get to some text. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. So in this state, you have to have a license to be a florist. Did you hear that in the news?
I did hear that.
So, I mean, what, you got to pass a test to be a florist? We're the only state that does this? I mean, what? I mean, what do you have to, like, explain photosynthesis?
What's on the written test to become a florist? I got to know.
Another question is it illegal to sell pussy willows to anybody under 18?
What?
All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on it's a flower on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air, and still trending on the SOTA Facebook page is a blog that I wrote about the media is inciting you, not informing you. And, man, there's over 240 comments, and it's still trending. You can check that out and more. It's all at the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and if you haven't, I hope you'll start to join us. Let's go to Bill Uptown. Bill, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Bill. Okay, let's go to Cliff in Baton Rouge. We'll check with Bill in just a moment. Hey, Cliff, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, partner? How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Hey, as I was just saying a minute ago, when I called in, I listen to your show every day. You know, really informative. And like I said a minute ago, you got the patience of Joe, man, you know, to deal with somebody like Joe. And they're usually a lady that calls in screaming all the time. I'm like, wow, man, really? But, you know, people like that, man, I'm going to give you an example of something. I promise I'll get off the air. I was employed over in Gulfport. And I was working for this company, and there was a young lady, you know, and I always told her, hey, I never taught politics, and I'll put Joe in the same category.
Yeah.
And I asked a question one day, I was like, well, give her the choice. Let's use Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny, politician, no luggage, no baggage, you know, great degrees, you know, great community service. All right. Let's say he's a Democrat. You got Daffy Duck, can't walk straight, can't tie his shoes, don't know up and down. Okay. Got a whole bunch of baggage. He's a Republican. I said, who do you vote for? And her response was like, just quite simply, I vote Republican. I don't cross party lines. And I'm like, that's why I don't talk politics. Yeah.
And that's a problem, Cliff. It's a problem when Democrats are not willing to cross party lines. It's a problem when Republicans are not willing to cross party lines, because what that does is that creates the tribe. That is what creates the cult of politics. Cliff, I appreciate your comments, and thanks for calling our show. From Metairie, James, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thank you so much. Well, you know, here we are, 7 months to the election, so buckle up, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, this is just the preliminaries. Remember that line from the movie Usual Suspects? The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince people that he didn't exist? Well, folks, Trump's greatest trick and con job is convincing these MAGA cult supporters that he really cares about them. These people are so gullible, dangerously gullible. They believe the election was stolen from Trump. They believe that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president of our country. He is so divisive. And by the way, the guy who talked about Biden printing money during his presidency, Trump increased our national debt by $7.8 trillion.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would ever brag about Trump and like our deficit and all of that stuff, because he didn't do a very good job with that either. And Republicans in general didn't do a very good job with that. So Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't matter. Nobody's doing a good job with that.
Exactly. And one last point, if I could. He's the most divisive president candidate we've ever had. He insults people all over the place. He says that immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country.
Yeah,
well, you know, we're all immigrants in one form or another.
Yeah.
And by the way, two of his three wives were immigrants. I guess they're poisoning the blood of this country. So he's a horrible person. He's a con artist. And I hope he gets defeated in November. Thanks, Scoot.
Well, all right, James. Listen, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I've got some polling numbers that we're going to talk about. New polls show that Joe Biden is gaining on President Trump, but former President Trump was doing really well in February. He's still doing well. It's close. And for those of you who think you're so damn positively sure who's going to win, you don't know. You don't know. And if your guy doesn't win, just suck it up and deal with it, because, as I said earlier, in every election since the beginning of this country, there's been one large group of people, one large group of voters who were not happy with who won. And so that may be the case again this year. Trump's porn star hush money cover-up trial can't be televised. And there's a reason for that.
For the first time, a former U.S. president facing criminal charges in an American courtroom. Yet as the trial began on Monday with jury selection, the nation had to rely on secondhand accounts of what was done and said in a Manhattan courtroom. That's because the case is governed by New York State rules on electronic media coverage of courts, and they remain among the most restrictive in the nation. That forced news organizations to improvise to keep those watching informed. A news camera is allowed in the hallway to get Trump's comments as he enters and exits the courtroom, and news cameras line the street outside for almost three blocks. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And here's Trump's full rant that he gave reporters as he was heading into the courtroom.
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked at all over the world, they're calling. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars, there's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense, some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that? I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election. And it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check it out. Legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it.
Mr. Trump,
you get indicted on that. Nobody's ever seen it. Nobody has ever seen anything like it. So thank you very much for coming. I'm now going to sit down.
All right, so Trump said that all scholars or all experts, all have never seen anything like this. All, well, of course, we've never seen it because it's the first time in history. But all agree, everybody agrees that this trial is about nothing. So I'm going to show you what that would mean if I used that kind of rhetoric. I'm going to do it right now. Everybody, and I mean everybody that listens to this show agrees with me. Everybody agrees with me. And from now on, we're going to prove it by only allowing people on the air who agree with me. And that way I can demonstrate my point that all people listening agree with everything I say. I mean that all business is like tired. It's worn out because it's not true. Now, if you know, there are places where you can hear somebody say, yeah, that's true, but it's not true. So we just try to give you another side of things here. It's an alternative. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says that it may take up to 2 weeks to find a jury.
It will be difficult, but not impossible, to find 12 jurors who can sit in judgment of this particular defendant. But it is going to be a tall task and one which will require honesty on the part of everybody involved in the process.
All right. We have just learned that they've already seated six jurors in 2 days. I guess they need 12 and an alternative. Alternative.
Yeah, at least no, one alternate.
Yeah, one alternative.
Might be more, but
all right.
At least one.
Weinstein also says that the toughest task that Trump has in this whole case is to sit down and shut up.
It is going to be one of the hardest things for him to do. He is outspoken. We've seen that before court, after court. We've seen outbursts in other cases that he's had. And for him, being quiet, knowing that while he is the focal point of attention, he can't say anything.
All right. We're going to come back with some polling numbers. It looks very close. And you may be convinced you know who's going to win, but you don't really know for sure. All right. Today on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, we wish a very happy anniversary to Harry Connick Jr. This is the day in 1994 he married his wife, Jill Goodacre, right here in New Orleans. Jill Goodacre was a model for Victoria's Secret and still a beautiful woman. They've been married for 30 years. Harry Connick Jr. is such a good guy, and the times that I've had opportunities to sit down and talk with him have been very enjoyable. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. I've talked about what a great year for music 1983 was, and I had just moved to B97 doing the morning show there. And on this day in 1983, this was the number three song on the charts. And going into the next break, we'll do the number two song going into the charts. I'm Scoot on the Air. Let's go to Dave in Metairie. Dave, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah.
Sure.
No, I love since 2016 the entertainment value of whatever you want to call it, Trump's popularity or the jealousy of his popularity by some. And yeah, I'm a Saints fan, and I would hope that the Saints win the Super Bowl every year. So I convey that with MAGNA people. And yeah, I'd like to see him win this time around. Not necessarily because he does anything for me. I think both parties don't do nothing for me. And it's a shame they dominate and control things and all the people that work are the victims, but it's going to stay like that a long time, just like they won't vote themselves.
Dave, would you like Trump to be president indefinitely?
It's impossible for that to happen. But I understand being a fan of him and the entertainment value it gives me. He'll never affect me. None of them will, because I got to do it on my own anyway. But
man,
I wouldn't mind if he could run. But ultimately, it's up to me to take the best care of myself, despite them both parties, you know, at the end of the day, drinking wine and partying together.
Amen.
You know?
Dave, you're right about that. All right, I know we're backed up on text messages, so let's go to Ian with a few of your texts.
Here's one that says, there's nothing wrong with making America great. America is great, but to say make it great again, to make it like it was, absolutely not. That's only going to benefit some, not all. New laws had to be invented. Move forward.
Yeah, well, we could go back to the, we could go back, if you want to make America the way it used to be, we can go back and go back to the minimum wage, which was a lot lower than it is now. That was America in the past. That was when America was great, right? When the minimum wage was lower?
Or when women couldn't vote, or when black people couldn't vote, or when we had different hospitals for white people and black people, et cetera. Here's a text that says, Ian, do you want to hear something funny? Trump was with Stormy Daniels when Barron was born. And now, 18 years later, Trump's going to be in court with Stormy when Barron is graduating from high school.
Whoa.
Did you see this? He asked for a day off to go visit Barron at his graduation, and Trump's like, or the judge is like, nah, maybe we're not going to do that.
Yeah, well,
he might miss
Barron's
graduation.
I guess, and it's sad because every father should be at his son's graduation, but, if he cared that much about Barron, then I don't know if he would have been with Stormy when he was being born.
Here's a test that says, hey, Scoot, the way you portray Trump supporters as MAGA, there is still no definite line on what you call the ones that are, let's say, out of control. What percentage of people, MAGA reps that you're referring to, I want to say 1%, if that. Oh. I consider myself a strong Trump supporter or even a Make America Great Again supporter, but I don't think I'm an extreme MAGA member.
Well, I make that distinction all the time, that being a right-wing radical or being one of those hardcore right-wing MAGA radicals, that's not all conservatives and that's not all Republicans. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a hell of a lot more than 1%. So I don't want to even speculate, but it's a lot more than 1%.
We were talking too about, we're spending time in Baton Rouge making it easier to open a flower shop.
Yeah.
Somebody texted and said, yeah, I had to pass a written test and a design test as well 20 years ago. I'm glad they're doing away with it. Ken's fabulous flowers. Thanks, Ken.
This state apparently is the only state in the country that requires you pass a test to become a florist.
I'll leave you with this one because this is easy. Hey, Scoot, $3.6 trillion of Trump's national debt was because of COVID. To be fair, you should tell your listeners. Thanks and God bless you and Ian. No, that's not true.
Yeah. No. No, that's
the,
not.
The debt that he ran up is because of the tax cuts, not the COVID spending.
Yeah. And so
that was 2017. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the way people talk about the economy and about, well, about the national debt and how we're in debt now. Again, they must be picking this up from, look, all of the right-wing radical, all of the conservative talk show hosts on the air are not necessarily as smart as you think they are. They're not. They act like they're smart. They act like they know it all, but they're not that, many of them are not that bright. And so they're going to just give you information that's not true, and you're going to bumble around through this world giving other people information that's simply not true, and eventually you're going to run into people who are going to think you're a fool. All right. I didn't have time to do it here, but still to come, we have to get to these new poll numbers showing that, look, it's still very close. Joe Biden's gaining, but Trump was, well, I mean, it's so close right now that, so what if Joe Biden's gaining? It's still very close. So we'll talk about all that coming up. All right. On this day in 1983, this was the number two song of the charts. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. So 1983 was a great year for music, and on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, the song that was number three on this day in 1983 was Mr. Roboto by Styx. Number two was Dixie's Midnight Runners by, Come On Eileen by Dixie's Midnight Runners. And the number one song again this week in 1983 was Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. Great year for music. And boy, this is when the popular music really solidified the sound that we would refer to as the music of the 80s. I wanted to get this on here. So we're going to do the Tuesday text off going into the break at 3:20 this afternoon. And we've got a really, really good one this afternoon. So hang on. It's going to be an original and a cover. And you, the audience, gets to decide which was better, the original or the cover. Sometimes the original wins. Sometimes the cover wins. All right. We've got a lot to get to in the next hour. Among other things, we'll talk about on this day in 1977, actor David Soul had a hit. It was the number one song in the country on this day in 77, Don't Give Up On Us. There were actors who tried to break out of acting and become singers, and many of them didn't make the transition. So we're going to go through some of the actors who tried to become singers with hit singles, and it didn't really go any further than that. We'll continue with that and more on the political polls coming up next. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.